Yes, Amanda. Today's Zambian Eye newspaper reports that it is a stress call from the country's top administrator in Siyavonga district to the military follows a strange phenomenon involving 15 school children in the southern rural community of Chamata shortly before Christmas. District Commissioner Lovemore Kanyama says that the community's traditional ruler came and reported to him that the children came out of their homes and just started running all over the village like mad individuals, claiming mysterious voices were calling their names. Well, I've just been speaking to the District Commissioner Lovemore Kanyama about the strange phenomenon taking place in his area of command.
We took them to the hospital and they were admitted for a day. And there was no change. So what we did, we took them to men and women of God, where they received some prayers. And from there, they gained strength and strength. We later took them back to the village in Chamata. Then just some 3 days ago, that was on a Saturday, the Royal Highness, Chief Sinadamwe of that chiefdom, called me that the district commissioner, this issue of people, children running mad, hearing names, voices, that's extended to elderly people. So the chief was asking government through my office to intervene.
Now, tell us about this incident which occurred with elderly persons coming out in Chamata, running around and destroying houses.
It's happening. It's real.
In other places, such incidents would be described as cerebral malaria. What makes you think that these are manifestations of witchcraft?
Because 2 months ago, the same children in the same village, in the same area, had the same problem, and we took them to the hospital, where they were admitted in the hospital. And there was no sign of malaria, cerebral, there was nothing like that. And we took them to one of the churches in Siyavonga there, where they were prayed for. And a few hours later, they came to my office, saying, you know what, DC, we are okay now, we want to go back to the village. And I looked for the transport, I gave them the truck, they were taken back to the village the same day.
Did you manage to get to the bottom of the incident last year at Namomba Health Center, which forced health workers there to abandon their workplace?
So again, the same thing happened at Namomba, at a health post. Nurses, doctors fled the place, saying, no, every night we are seeing women having sex at night with unknown people, seeing people moving. So they fled the clinic, and they came to my office. And what I did, I went to Namomba with the police and told the community that if this continues here in Namomba, my office will have no option but to close the hospital. And that place is quiet now.
District Commissioner Kanyama, Zambian media has been reporting about very strange deaths in Siyavonga as well from so-called witchcraft guns. What's that about?
So what they used to do, if they're suspecting someone to be behind the witchcraft, they will just quietly move out to go to towns and organize people there to come and get into that person. So we'll find maybe midnight, there'll be some gunshots. People just go out and hire someone to go and perform that.
While I was investigating this story, I also learned about the ordeal of a Zambian baby who was diagnosed with 74 needles in his body and who has been transferred to Lusaka on President Edgar Lungu's orders for an operation to take out 44 remaining voodoo needles allegedly placed in his liver, his spine and his stomach and other parts of his body by his stepfather. Is that a real story?
Yes, it's common here.
I also read about a high-profile case taken to court in Eastern Province of Chipata, where a magistrate has appealed to farmers there to stop buying witchcraft to strike their neighbors.
In some parts of this country, Zambia, there are places where they sell these charms, the medicine, to get rid of someone. It's real. You cannot take someone to court because you're suspecting of being a witchcraft or being a wizard. You can't do that. There are no such laws in Zambia. So this is why you see people, they may be resorting, taking their own law into their own hands. They know themselves. They know each other.
What do you think the army can do to bring an end to this?
We thought maybe if they see that uniform, the army uniform, or maybe the weapons, they may maybe stop those things. The chief is saying, let the army move in and start beating those who are involved. So I'm thinking of involving the army to go and scare those who are doing that.
District Commissioner Lovemore Kanyama on the line from Siyavonga in eastern Zambia.